Ben Trevino was recently named the president and CEO of the Hawaii Institute of Public Affairs, also known as HIPA. The organization is one of Hawaii's first public policy think tanks. It's published several reports on the state of Hawaii's infrastructure, fisheries, and venture capital. Trevino spoke with The Conversation's Jason Ubai about his journey to this point and his vision for the organization.
In my career, I think I've kind of split time between being working in technology and software and innovation, and working in the public sector and in nonprofits and in mission-driven organizations. And I think I've just been really interested in what all the organizations that are doing work to kind of improve the quality of people's experience, improve the quality of people's lives, and to really directly help families. You know, I think at the end of the day, when we interact with each other and when we look at the big picture, there's all these things going on in terms of policy and budget and vision, but it's all supposed to boil down to ensuring that families have what they need to be able to succeed and thrive. And so I think as I've gone through my career, I've always looked for ways that I can contribute to that. And in some cases, it's been, you know, when I was at UHERO, it was about communicating the research that UHERO was doing on the economy and making that accessible to people so that they can use it in their own decision-making. And when I was at BikeShare, and so I was the president and chief operating officer of BikeShare Hawaii, and we launched the Biki BikeShare system, that was really about giving people an alternative to being able to get around, both one that was affordable and one that was healthy and convenient and something that residents and families could have in their mobility tool set. And that really got me, I think, working on BikeShare and kind of getting to understand the relationship between moving around the city, being able to access jobs and opportunity, really got me interested in equity and transportation. And that was what drove my work at HART on the rail, and really looking at what public transportation facilities do we have that offer families and residents a chance to be able to have a lifestyle where they can access what they need to access and really primarily work, you know, live in a place that's affordable and then access work and do it at a scale that can really have an impact on the island. And rail was that answer. It is such a transformative system. And I know rail has had its struggles as a project, very difficult project, but in terms of the kind of transportation that is sustainable, it's electric, and it's high capacity, it can really move a lot of people, was for me part of the question of equity in transportation. And so I've tried to follow these different projects and these different ways that we as a community, as Hawaii and as Oahu and as Honolulu, are really trying to move forward to help that experience for individual families. And HIPA was kind of the next step in that for me, especially when COVID came and we started to feel the impacts of COVID on especially our visitor industry. It was pretty clear that there was going to be a significant economic effect and that people were immediately going to feel it in terms of their ability to work, their income, and how it affected their day-to-day lives. You know, I think we all realized that what we were doing before isn't going to work both now in this COVID time specifically, but also moving forward. You know, we look at what is coming down the pike. You know, is something like COVID an aberration, or is it something like what we'll be experiencing? And I think with all of the different kinds of dynamics in the world, all different kinds of forces, it seems that change and the pace of change is more likely than things being consistent and steady. And so it's really important for us to be able to be resilient to those changes and be prepared for them. And I was just really interested in working on that. You know, having worked with a lot of communities, hearing all of the good work that Malama Aina organizations are doing, for example, to understand how people relate to place and how we can work in partnership with our environment and our ecosystems. Those kinds of things, I think, are really valuable for our conversation about resiliency, and having those things kind of bubble down so that the so that families can engage them, but then also bubble up to the policy level. I was really interested in making those connections.
HEPA is known for research. What kind of research do you see HEPA engaging in the near future?
So I think right off the bat, the most pressing issue right now is really about the economic impact of COVID. And there's a lot of great work that's already happening on that front and how we adapt as an economy. And I think there's a part of the adaptation that is, what do we do to stabilize and help families right now? And I think that's all hands on deck. We all need to be doing something on that. We want to do that, and we want to be doing that with an eye towards the future, towards the kind of economy and the kind of structures that we have to have in place so that we can be resilient. And so the research that we're going to focus on, I think in all aspects, will have some element of that, whether it's directly commenting and researching different economic situations in Hawaii or in things that have a clear influence on the economy, like schools and the Schools Facilities Administration and 21st Century Schools. Those kinds of efforts are where we want to start focusing our research, at least to start, and then see what other resilience pathways open up from there.
Certainly nationwide, the population is very polarized, and we're seeing this dispute of facts and not just ideology or opinion. How can HEPA's research and HEPA itself, how can it break through these narratives and inform our policymakers about, using actual facts and trying to get emotion out of the way?
Yeah, that's such a good question. It's such a moment for the legitimacy of information right now. How does one become informed about what's going on? How does one create trusted information? I think from my perspective, and I think this has been HEPA's perspective throughout its lifetime as an organization, it's really been about listening. Can we as a convener, can we as a research organization and as a policy-focused organization listen to all sides of an issue and hear what people are saying and really try to dig into the details? And I think, as people challenge information, challenge facts, I think part of what they're saying is that they haven't been heard in the past. I don't think it's necessarily a desire to exclude science or a desire to exclude the perspective of, non-science points of view. I think it's a desire to understand the different forms of information as being valid and part of the conversation. So what I hope that we're able to do and contribute to this front is to look at the way that we do research and look at the way that we examine policy and that we bring people's voices into our work in a way that honors their experience and honors their experience as community members, as people who have families and who have been, honors their lived experience. And I think that I suspect that we'll go a long way in creating a trusted source of information. If people are able to see that what they have said has been listened to, I think it opens up the pathway to being able to connect with other people's experiences and how that factors into information.
I think historically HEPA has been a fairly lean organization. Do you see, more staff members to try to reach out to these communities and fill some of these research and objectives you have?
Yeah, I think we, as an organization, we will staff as we need to, I think, based on projects. But what I'm probably most interested in is the relationships that we have with other organizations. I think if we think about what the content of research is, it is a lot of what we need to do in terms of listening and documenting is already being done by many organizations here in Hawaii and certainly in other, around the world. But I think what we need to do a better job of and what we need to have capacity for is to be able to connect with those organizations. And when we do that, if we have strong connections with the organizations that are on the ground, that are working with people day to day, then we'll have a tremendous capacity to do public engagement in general, because there is so much capacity that's already in our community to do that. We don't necessarily need to be huge, as HEPA and as a HEPA staff to be successful at that. I think what we need to do is dig into those relationships and make sure that we have strong connections to all of the people who are relating to the public in different ways and through their different organizational lenses, and continue to maintain and invest in those relationships.
That was Ben Trevino, president and CEO of HEPA. Along with research, the organization is also known for printing a directory of Hawaii's public officials. No word yet on if that tradition will continue, but Trevino says he'd like to. You can stay up to date with the organization's latest reports by going to HEPA.org. We'll also have links on our website.